Alright guys, this is Tone, this is On Deck, this is Flag Post Sports, and this is your Yankees 2021 regular season preview. Let's fucking go.
Now batting for the American League from the New York Yankees.
And now... New York Yankees.
Alright guys, welcome back. This is Tone, this is Flagbo Sports, and this is On Deck. Let's get into it. Let's talk about the Yankees opening up another season 2021. Starting it off at Yankee Stadium in front of a crowd. That's right, a crowd. 20% capacity. Even during the pandemic, you can't keep us Yankees down. We'll be there, we'll be screaming, we'll be yelling, and we will be cheering our Yankees. Looking for World Series Championship number 28. Let's fucking get it. And let's get going. Let's talk about who's in and who's out. First, some injury updates. Luke Voit, sadly, will be missing the first month or so of the season. Partially torn meniscus. That's what they're calling it. Hopefully he won't be out too much further into May, but May looks like the deadline that he will be back. We need him in that lineup, the reigning home run champion. We need him, and we need him to hit those bombs ASAP. Luis Severino, of course, coming off Tommy John surgery, not going to be with the team probably till June, July. Zach Wilson, just picked him up from the Mets. Came out with a shoulder injury. Looks like he will start this season on the injury list. Yep, no more disabled list, injury list. But Brian Cashman is saying today that he should be close to coming to the team within a few weeks of opening the season. So that's a good sign. I gotta say, that's some good news. Zach Britton, not so good news. It looks like he's gonna be out a little bit longer. Looks like he probably won't be back till May, June. Cashman doesn't really have a timetable for him, but we'll see how it goes. Jay Bruce will be starting first base in place of Luke Voit. Looks like Mike Talkman will also make the team. And, of course, a little bit of injury scare. Not so much of injury, but sickness. Brian Cashman saying that Aaron Judge, our captain, your captain, my captain, has missed the last couple days because he was alone in the weather. But fear not. Fear not. It is not COVID. Not COVID. It's a little weather. Cashman, Boone, expect him to be in a starting lineup this Thursday. Batting, of course, number 3 for the Yankees. No, he's not batting number 3. That was a fucking trick question for you guys. He's going to be batting 2nd. Let's go down the starting lineup. Catcher, Gary Sanchez for now, the starting catcher. Had a subpar spring training. Did not look great. Kyle Gashioka looked okay. Robinson Chirinos was let go. He had a wrist injury, but looks like he's not going to make the team anyway. It's Gary Sanchez. It's his job to win or lose. Whether he takes advantage of it, we'll see, but may or may not be Yankee for too much longer. We'll see if he produces, if he gets those hits, those home runs, if he doesn't chase those strikes up in the zone. We'll see if he rebounds from last year, which was horrendous. First base, of course, we're talking about Jay Bruce. Made the team, will be coming in. Puts up to first baseman starter. Luke Voit injured. Hopefully he'll be back soon. Second base, DJ LeMahieu. LeMachine, locking up that second base. Gleyber Torres at shortstop. He's hoping to have a better defensive year at shortstop. Committed costly errors for the Yankees last year. Looked a little better down the stretch. Let's hope that translates into a better season on and off the field as far as hitting and playing defense. Gio Urshela, he is back at their base. Stellar defense. Let's hope that he has another good year at the plate. We're going to definitely need it. Right field, as we mentioned, Aaron Judge, a little bit of a health scare. But he's going to be okay. He's going to be okay. Not to worry. Nothing too crazy. Nothing too crazy. Center field, Aaron Hicks. Look, I've always been the guy to say, I'm not a big Aaron Hicks guy. I'm just not a big Aaron Hicks guy. I don't think he was worth his contract. He does some good things. He does some bad things. Very inconsistent. Let's hope that he puts it together this year. We're going to definitely need the bat and his defense to come back to where it once was 20-plus home runs, 90-plus RBIs, stellar defense. He looked a little hesitant last year coming off of his Tommy John surgery, but we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Right field, Clint Frazier, finally getting his chance. Although Aaron Boone says Gardy should get some playing time, but you got to give Clint Frazier his chance. You have to see what this kid could do. He's not a kid anymore. Close to 30. Damn near 30. It's do or die time. Got to give him his chance. If he does, great. If he doesn't, we know we have DH Giancarlo Stanton. The $35 million hole, and I mean that in every sense of the word. Gives the Yankees no flexibility with the lineup. It hurts. When at $35 million, you're paying a guy to play DH. You don't want a guy to just play one position. If you give him $35 million, that's elite player money right there. You don't want him just to play DH. You want him out in the field. You want him doing some things, but it's not the case. Although they say maybe Stanton will get some time in the outfield. Yet to be seen. We'll see how that goes. Starting pitcher-wise, Yankees sending out Gerrit Cole. He's going to be the opening day starter. Corey Kluber will be in number 2. Jordan Montgomery in number 3. At number 4. Who's at number 4? That's right. That's right. Who's at number 4? It was a big surprise whether it was going to be Davey Garcia, whether or not it was going to be Domingo Herman. A lot of options there. But ultimately, it's Domingo Herman. Domingo Herman is your number 4. And it looks like the Yankees, because they're going to have an off day, are going to go with a turnaround. Gerrit Cole is going to pitch Game 5 to open the season. And, I mean, he's going to be coming off 5 days rest, so you want to keep him at regular rest. And we got a boy, Tally. He's going to round out the starting pitching lineup. Davey Garcia will start in the minors, which is a little upsetting because he did win the best rookie spring training award. It's a guy that we're going to probably see at some point in the Bronx. Definitely going to get a shot. We all know our luck with the Yankees in their starting pitching, and we know just a matter of time. Hopefully not the case, but you got the ace in the pocket, Davey Garcia, very good young pitcher. You'd like to see more. We shall see. And that's pretty much it. Our bullpen, a little fortified. Chad Green, Aroldis Chapman, it's looking good. It's looking good, but Zach Britton was a blow. Hopefully we'll get him back sooner or later, and we'll fortify that bullpen even more. Other than that, it's looking very good. Getting ready to play the Blue Jays opening day at Yankee Stadium, 20% capacity. We got to get this. Number 28, sick of hearing all this junk. How the Yankees are good. They choked. They can't win the playoffs. This is our fucking year. Let's fucking go. Let's get this and let's do this. Hear me? Let's fucking go. This is Tone. This is Flagpole Sports. The On Deck presented by Flagpole Sports. Let's go, Yankees. Opening day 2021. Oh, yeah.